Hey, what it do with the business is?
It is another week in the books with the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, Animal_Brown, if you're looking for me on Instagram and Twitter.
This episode is sponsored to you by Nike, obviously.
Clearly.
I am Spike Lou on the Instagram and in these tweet streets. Come holla at your boy.
Man, y'all stay safe out here in this corona.
How the quarantine been treating you?
Quarantine been crazy, son.
Emotion out here. We appreciate you guys joining us.
Yeah, man.
We'll do our part to provide you with some content while you stuck in the house.
We're gonna try, man.
It's gonna be shut down here soon, man. We're gonna try to do what we can for the people. Has your routine or anything changed since you've been quarantined? How you feeling?
Honestly, no.
Everything straight with you? Same shit.
I don't know what the rest of the country look like, but the A looks slick normal though. Slick.
Nah, the traffic been light.
Traffic has been light because school. Yeah, that's true. Traffic's been a little bit lighter.
Yeah, I had to get out a couple of days. Traffic's been definitely light.
That's true.
Usually in Atlanta, at some point during your trip, it's going to be like a stop, and you're going to sit in traffic. It ain't been like that for three days.
True. That's a good point.
But, yeah, we slow motion. We taking the information as it comes, man. We wish the best to everybody. This is unfamiliar territory for me. I've never seen anything like never in my life have I seen a point in time, and this is a weird gauge, where there were no sports. I mean, like, no golf,
9/11.
Baseball.
9/11.
Everything was canceled?
For 2 days.
I vaguely remember cutting it on ESPN and being able to find content, though.
That was like 2 days. It was only because it was a short period of time, but they cut everything short when that happened, though. Mm. Other than that, though, it's been sports on deck.
Yeah.
So now you're going to have to find something else to do. Find you guys a good book or something.
They said the NBA might be out to June.
Well, my team has been out since.
But you're a fan of basketball.
December. That's true. I want to see LeBron get another one because we know that was about to happen.
That was going
to
happen this year?
Yeah.
Man, baseball pushed back to June. Man, y'all be safe out there, man. Enjoy you some good content, man. We here to help you out with the On Deck TV podcast. What do we have today, sir?
Man, listen, man. Childish Gambino drops out of the blue. Griselda signs two new artists, and we review J Electronica's debut album. But first, Lil Yachty, Yo Boy. Dropped a new joint last week called Oprah's Bank Account, featuring DaBaby and Drake. But it wasn't the song that had people talking. It was the video that showed the QC rapper dressed up as Oprah interviewing Drake and DaBaby.
Yeah.
Now, the internet had a field day accusing Yachty of selling out. Is the backlash that Yachty caught warranted?
Absolutely not. You get this backlash, and it's a thin line that you walk when people start saying, well, to be successful for a black man, you got to wear a dress. We've heard that before
in
Hollywood. We've heard these things. And I'm not sure how much that applies. What I do know in this case is young Yachty, he's a creative. Like, he thinks outside of the box. He's not a traditional rapper. That's how he's been able to get to the position that he's in. For Christ's sake, the man had red hair when he first came out.
True.
So to see him really like leaning into the song and dressing up like Oprah, I don't think that like people coming at him saying he's gay and why you gotta do this. And it's just not the case here.
Yeah.
Like, I can see in history in the past where people say, well, why did he do this? And they're talking about certain actors or certain people and it made no sense for them to do it. I get that. But that's a totally different argument as to where we are today. It's all about content. It's all about who you are and what you put out there and what people are going to remember. And all Yachty was trying to do was make a memorable visual.
Yeah, and that he did. The backlash is exactly what he wanted because backlash equals views. In 2020. That means people are watching. And this video has been out for 1 week and it is at 9.1 million views. Now, ask me, do I think Yachty would have dropped the video and gotten 9.1 million views without this look right?
Question. Do you think Yachty would have gotten these views if he didn't dress up like Oprah?
No.
Really?
Nah. Because it's
on a song with Drake and Lil Baby? Come on.
Not 9.1 million views, nah. That's what got people talking. It's the skits. It's the whole thing. Like, the video
was
funny.
It's a 9-minute video, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's got skits. And that's what makes it funny. That's what makes it, hey, man, take a look at this. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. Funny to some people. I'm not. Funny is objective.
Did you watch it?
I watched a little bit of it. I skimmed through it. But, there's some parts in there were funny. The video was clearly tongue-in-cheek. Drake was on there joking on Yachty. to Yachty dressed up as Oprah. Like, it's a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's entertainment.
It's supposed to be entertaining. So
like, he's not taking it. See, he's not trying to be Madea. That's like, he's not that's the difference in what he's like. He's not creating a character.
Right.
And doing a totally different thing, an alternate persona. It's like, hey, this would be funny if
right.
I dressed up like Oprah and I interviewed Drake and Lil Baby. I'm not creating somebody new. I'm not putting on the wig because I want to be a woman.
Right.
Any of that stuff. And I don't understand how it gets misinterpreted, because I don't even think that he presented it that way.
Well, look, we're woke right now. All right, we're super woke. Everybody is so awoke that they're asleep. Like, men dressing up as women is low hanging fruit for a cheap laugh. Kids think it's funny. Like, it's always funny, dude. Everybody's doing I just hit the switch. Everybody's doing like it's a cheap laugh, bro. Like, everybody that's doing the fucking Drake challenge is not selling out. There's nobody to sell out to, my nigga. Like, who is he selling out to? P? Coach K? QC? Black owned, dude. What are we talking about?
I think to the masses is what people would say.
No, what?
They would say that he's doing this in order. Like, the conspiracy theorist would say that there is a requirement of successful black men to be feminized, to be presented in such where they're not as powerful as their white counterparts.
That is the case. So that means it's hard for people to watch Martin now then. So when the Martin reruns come on, you skip that.
That was said when Martin was doing Big Mama's House, though. They did say that about him.
But they didn't say that about his show?
They said it about Eddie Murphy. Yeah, they did. When he's dressing up like Shanae.
I never heard that when it comes to Martin. I feel like people pick and choose on what they think is funny and what's not. Really? And if something's not funny, then they use that as a play. But, man, wasn't nobody saying that when he was dressed up as his mama, bro. And that shit is fucking hilarious, by the way.
Miss Doubtfire was funny.
It's funny.
Like Robin Williams Doubtfire did it.
Is funny.
He's white.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, so it ain't, I don't think it's... I don't necessarily. It could, in some cases, be what the conspiracy theorists think it is. In Yachty's case, right here, he's a kid. He's having fun. He's being creative, and I don't think that he's trying to create anything like a RuPaul persona.
He's just being funny. People think that he's doing this for the clicks. Anything
that was though.
No, anything that's done and put on social media is for clicks. Period. That's why anybody does anything on social media. It's so people will look at it and click on it. For whatever reason, good, bad, or indifferent, if it's for a good cause, bad cause, whatever, you're selling out, you're not, everything is for clicks. Mm. If it's done on social media, period. So people got to get used to that.
Yeah, facts. So your boy, Post Malone,
mm-mm.
The nasty man himself, gets canceled. Well, excuse me. He is getting backlash for not canceling his show amidst the coronavirus. He had a show in Denver, had over 14,000 fans there. This was before, granted, they put the stipulations out where they didn't have the mass gatherings.
Right.
Is it responsible for an artist like Post Malone to continue to throw shows right now?
I think it's irresponsible for the venues to allow the shows to be thrown. I can't blame the artist. Mm. The artist knows one thing, that's to pull up, get the back in, hop on stage, perform, hop off stage, go back on the tour bus. That's the only thing that they're worried about. Everybody else handles everything in between. The venues are the ones who chose to throw it. This was March 12th. That was last Thursday. Things was heating up around last Thursday. Like, I get it now. Now it's. I don't even think you're supposed to be around 10 people now.
Yeah, groups of 10 or less.
Right. Back last Thursday, it was like 100. Mm-hmm. So you had something with over 14,000. I read damn near 18,000 people were there. Sold out show. Now, you can't. Listen, nobody put a gun to the people's head and told them to go to the show. Like, that's one thing. But you have to be. We talked about South by Southwest canceling because they didn't want the headline to be hundreds of people get coronavirus at South by Southwest plastered over every website. So I'm surprised that Denver and whatever, the Pepsi Center, I think is what's in Denver. I'm surprised that they took that risk for a Post Malone show that could have easily been delayed for another day. Or you could have got a refund. It's not the end of the world to not see Post Malone, I promise you.
For Post Malone fans, it is.
Wow.
No. I don't. I'm only kidding. And I think this has to do with the double standard in hip-hop that happens with Post Malone. I hate to bring the race card out here, but if Post Malone was a black artist, they would be killing him right now. If this was a complete hip-hop show, I think that he would also be getting killed as well. But thank God it was him and
Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Now, they're getting Grammy killed. Award.
Well, not like they would be getting killed, I feel like, if it was predominantly black. But is it on Post Malone to cancel these shows? Absolutely. I do think that artists can't, in 2020, you referenced being woke earlier, you can't just walk around and say, I'm just going to show up here and get the bag if you want to be successful. There was a point in time that you were able to do that and crying about getting put in 360 deals and wondering why you have bad contracts, not paying attention, pulling up and getting the bag, as you say.
For sure.
In instances like this, you're an artist like Post Malone, you're very, very influential, then you need to be in the forefront or in front of why this needs to be canceled or canceling the show. It shouldn't be about the bag, because I don't feel like that he needs the $100,000 he gets from this show. And the reason that they are canceling shows and putting a halt to the big groups is not because they think that people are going to die from the coronavirus. It's that people are going to leave that concert and go to their moms and grandmas, uncles, aunts,
babies.
People that are older, babies, and they can't or don't have the immune system to fight off this disease. So hence the social distancing. That's why it's been laid out there to do so, and I think that this was very disrespectful to what's going on, and another ode to Post Malone not giving a fuck and being in his own bubble, just similar to when he said, oh, I don't listen to this and didn't think that hip-hop had any soulful music, or whatever the phrasing was that he said, that when he listens or wants to feel something, he doesn't listen to hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
This, again, I show just another side of him being in his own bubble and not paying attention to the genre that he's in.
He's definitely in his own world, and look, man, y'all can think the virus is real, fake, made up, however you feel about it, whatever side of the fence you fall on. Why hold a show with 15,000 people? You don't get no trophy for that. If 300-400 people walk away with the virus, bro, you don't. Or listen, nobody. I haven't heard of any cases or anything. It seems like everything went well. Nobody still don't give a fuck, bro. Like, what? You don't get nothing from that, my nigga. Like, you could have postponed that to October, got your little 100K, may have had another hit out by then. You could have raised the price to 150. Who knows? Why risk it, bro? I just don't get it.
And that's why I disagree with you in the sense of, I'm an artist, I come up, I show, I get the bag. He's the last line of defense for those 18,000 people. Like, there can be a greedy promoter. It could be somebody at the venue that half-ass does their job, that doesn't give a fuck about the
greedy manager.
People, greedy managers, insurance people. Like,
yeah.
All the people behind the scenes pulling the strings for a Post Malone show that only thinking about this check. I get it. I get them being like, fuck it, nigga. They going to come. They done paid it. I done paid my deposit. Mm-hmm. I can't get this back. I don't know when I can reschedule it. This is Post Malone. I get those people throwing their hands up and being like, fuck them, 18,000. Post Malone, being an artist, you're the last line of defense, and I think that these things have to start or stop with you. Like, you got to be the dude that's going, like, man, I'm not doing that.
Look at,
like,
Post Malone's face, bro.
That's exactly. And that's why I don't like Post Malone. It's not because people say that he tries to be this or that. It's just, I have a personal preference not to like him because of things like that. Like, you can't be oblivious to what you're doing and just like, fuck it.
He's not paying attention to shit, bro. He's a rock star,
that's
bro.
Crap. That is crap.
Moving on, man. Coming off a strong 2019, Griselda Records isn't showing any signs of slowing down. They have signed not one, but two artists this month. Bodie James from Detroit, and now the first female on Griselda, Armani Caesar. Are these solid pickups for the Buffalo Boys?
Shout out Bodie James. We ain't dodging no wreck out here.
Ooh.
That Price of Tea in China is out now.
Yeah, it's fire, by the way.
Fantastic album. We did a little review on that.
Coming soon.
I think Griselda's doing what they need to do to solidify themselves as the indie, the TDE, the good music, to go in that lane. They're doing what they need to do to expand. Armani Caesar, I have not heard a lot from her. I look forward to hearing how the mixture would be with Benny and Conway and those guys, mixing it up with a girl and on some firm type shit, to even see how that sounds. And then even bringing Bodie James in, a guy from Detroit, Midwest sound. He sounds kind of like Griselda.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's just from Detroit. We talked about that in the review. So I can't wait to see how all of this mixes up together. And then the next step, like I say, MMG, good music, TDE. This is the
Dreamville
vibe, Dreamville, that Griselda's giving me right now. West Side Gunn was one of my People of the Year candidates last year, and I look forward to see what he does with this stuff that he's picking up.
Yeah, man. I think Boldy James is an excellent pickup. Y'all make sure to go to patreon.com/realville and check out that review coming soon. His album is fire. And you know what? I think the Armani Caesar pickup was good, too.
You listened to her before?
Not before this news broke, no. But I did run a couple of her videos, a couple of her joints. She had a little freestyle on the radio not too long ago, about a month or two. And she's a solid pickup. I mean, Boldy's on brand with what their current sound is. And then Armani is different from their current sound, but she's on brand with what the ladies are on right now. If, you know, they turned up, they in the club. You know, if they want to go with the sex kitten route, cool.
What's that's name? Nasty is the name of the single.
Nasty, she Nasty. Has a single called Nasty. Yeah,
check
man.
That
that's,
check that video out.
Yeah, that's...
Check that video out.
Yeah, check it out, no doubt. And I mean, hey, that's what's hot right now, and there's a lane for it now. The female ladies, I mean, the ladies are taking over in hip hop. There's more room for just one. It's not just Nicki Minaj and crew. You know what I'm saying? Now you can find a way and pave your own lane if you're the lady. So
people gonna fuck with you.
People gonna rock with it. And I'm not mad at that. I thought they would have went when I saw the news that they signed a female artist. I thought it was gonna be on some like Remy Ma, like super tough. You know what I'm saying? Because when Remy Ma first came out, she was barring niggas up. She gunning niggas down. Like, she's hard. She was hard in the paint. Now she's kind of switched it up.
You think it was going to be Remy or somebody like Remy?
I thought it was going to be like Remy. Like that, like the street rap.
Young M.A.
Exactly. Somebody like that. But it's not. She's not necessarily on that at all. She's more Megan Thee Stallion than Remy Ma. Thanks. But I'm not mad at it, man. Shout out to Griselda. They doing big things. You like you said, your boy said he was going to hang it up rapping and start doing more executive plays, and this is an example. Shout out to them, man. I'm excited to see what they do.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. Because and the reason that I say that is because they're different. I think, and we'll get into it when we talk about this J Electronica album, I think that they're inspiring people to that sound, that where it's not heavily produced. It's just like bars.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers rapping.
It's not commercial either.
Not even commercial bars. It's just doing us. And that's what I like about them. Yeah. So before we get out of here and go to our topic, we want to talk about Wayne. Wayne says that in one night in an interview,
Weezy,
he said that he asked for the studio session files back from the engineer, and the studio session files had 56 on them. Meaning, he went in at the beginning of one session and came out at the end of that session, and he had 56 songs recorded.
Yep.
Big achievement or cap?
Huge cap. There is no way on God's green earth that one person, I don't care who you are, can record 50-plus songs in one session. Bro, it's not possible, bro. Not quality, at least.
50 verses?
You can't even do 50 verses, bro. And not even Wayne. And Wayne, to me, I said Wayne was back on his last album, The Funeral, because I felt like he was back in Carter Wayne. Like, he was rapping on there. There was no more Pussy Monster shit. No more I'm an alien from Mars and all that bullshit. I am not a human being bullshit. He was actually rapping on there. Nigga, you ain't rapping 53, 56 songs in one night, though. I don't give a fuck who you are. Jay-Z not doing it. You always see when people break those Guinness Book of Records for freestyling for like 3 hours straight, and they not, or 10 hours or 12 hours, and they ain't saying a goddamn thing, dude.
And you never heard of them before.
And you've never heard of them. That's what this is. If you did 56 joints, I don't believe it. They're probably super trash. The hardest workers in hip-hop history, Pac, that never left the studio, Pac, shit, Wayne, they're not doing 50 in a night, bro. I'm not biting. And neither are you.
No, absolutely. What he may have, like Wayne being his own world, we're talking about people in their bubbles. I heard that from the Nori, the Drink Champs interview, and he didn't even know who 21 Savage was. He didn't, and not in a bad way, just in a way of, hey, I'll be over here. So a studio session of him could have consisted of going in there maybe at 2, 3 in the morning, coming out like maybe.
When is he coming out?
In the middle, like 5, 6 the next day. Like, and that's with a lot of drugs, a lot of girls, breaks, alcohol.
So 4 hours.
No. The next day, nigga. I'm talking about. One of them. Like, he had to be on, like, Molly and X-Coke, all of that good shit. So, like, 14, 16 hours, something like that.
Oh, shit.
And even with that said, he probably came out with about 27 verses that were broke up in there two times. And it just, he probably didn't know that it wasn't really 53 songs on that hard drive that it was given to him by the engineer. So, I don't think that he knows he's capping, but he's big capping. Like, it's probably five complete songs on that whole hard drive out of all the shit that he did on there. So I just think, like, Wayne being his own world, he's an alien for real.
If you had the chance.
Solidified it on that album.
If you had the chance.
I mean, in Drake Champs interview.
To sit in on that session. Let's just say the engineer told you, Nalfour, he did 56 songs. Hmm. And you could go back and sit in on it. You wouldn't want to sit in on it and witness that? That's amazing, dude. Because I got to hear if he's talking about something.
He's not. I can tell you he's not. Absolutely. I don't know. I might have been out of that. With seven songs in, we gone, bro.
What if he ripping it, though? Like, he got big dog beats on there.
I'm like Pox here, man. I'm not trying to sit in there all night with niggas while y'all making the beat and tracking shit out. I'm out of here, bro. Yep. So, like, if he was just all freestyles and just rapping over shit that was already made, I guess. But, nah, I ain't sitting in the studio with Wayne. Shit probably get crazy, son.
No, yeah. You'll be on some shit in there.
He gonna have you on some shit. I'm too wise for a Wayne studio session, man. I need a nice, cool, like, relaxed little brother studio session, man.
With incense burning and
incense
shit.
Incense and good shit. Maybe Sage. A Hove, one of those. There's a couple studio sessions I can't sit in on, man.
Man, listen, y'all let us know what y'all think, man. Was that a big achievement by Wayne or was that big cap? Let us know. We are coming right back. We're about to review this J Electronica debut album, 10 years in the making.
What's going on, good people of the On Deck TV Hip Hop Land? It's your boy Big Jeff from the Full Sport Press Podcast, featuring myself, J-Hove, and Weezy each and every Monday. Once you finish this action-packed episode of the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast, make sure you check out FSP. So don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Man, we are back. See On Deck TV Podcast. It's your man Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou.
Listen, man, this episode has been 10 years in the making.
The world is ending. J Electronica dropped an album, literally. There like may same
not,
weeks.
That may not be a coincidence. Now, a written testimony, J Electronica's debut album, if you remember, about 40 or so days ago, he teased, yo, my album's coming out 40 days from now. He had some other cryptic shit in there that I didn't understand what the fuck he was talking about. It turned out also that Young Guru, the engineer, also confirmed it to be true. Then there was rumors that Jay-Z was going to be involved in it somehow, some way. We finally get it. We've both heard it several times over the weekend. First, let me ask you, what were your expectations when he said 40 days, my shit's coming out?
Never thought it would happen. I put it in the group chat. I was one 1,000% sure that we wouldn't get a J Electronica album, especially the rumored one with Hov. I thought that put even more gas on it than it wasn't ever coming. I doubted it. And it rolled out. First, it wasn't on Apple Music. I couldn't find it on Apple Music. There was a link for it.
It was ducked off.
It was hiding it for some reason. You type in J Electronica and it didn't come up
wildly.
But I did finally find the album.
Okay.
Listen to it.
What'd you think when you first heard it? Cause what? Hold on. Where were you at with J Electronica before this?
Hypebeast. I thought it was like coming into
overrated.
I mean, he can rap. He's like one of those dudes. Sure. He could rap, but he never seemed that interesting to me. Like there was there wasn't a story behind like the Exhibit C shit. Like okay, it's cool, you can rap, but niggas rap every day, B.
Yeah, just Blaze beats. Yeah, you like, got the Chico rap every Slick. Day,
B.
You
got Rock Nation. All right, cool. Tell me something different.
Yeah.
And I just thought that he was too elusive. I didn't know enough about him to even care.
Yeah.
To be completely honest, where were you with?
Nah, I'm with you on that. Look, Exhibit C is a man. The song is fire.
He can rap.
He can rap. The beat was fire. Okay, cool. But I'm always weary of people who say that they can do this and that, and people look at them and this and that, and they never really done nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to produce at the end of the day. You can't just.
The only thing that I would say, though, is too many people whose opinion that I look at and say, if he liking me, he got to be fired. Like, too many of those people were saying, Jay Lick, nah, you got to see.
Yeah, I mean, because he in person, that shit probably look crazy. Think about some of the shit that we listen to and picture it in person. That shit probably sound, you're like, damn, that nigga ran that in one take. Like it's a little different. When you're in the studio, even the wackest of songs in a $1 million studio at least sound decent. You know what I'm saying? They at least sound. So things are a little bit different in person. So when people come and they're like, man, bro, I was in the studio with him and I watched him do X, Y, Z. Nigga, then that's why you feel that way. I'm hearing it on my CD player or my fucking MP3 or whatever. It doesn't connect with me the same because, nigga, I wasn't there live and you giving out the extra juice and shit.
True.
So that doesn't really mean nothing to me because other people co-sign it.
Well, I mean, even in the sense of the opportunity for a career. And what I mean by that is before people, like, look how long it took for somebody like Yo Gotti or for Jim Jones or these different Roc Nation artists to sign for Jada.
He was early, too.
Yeah, for Jada to extend the olive branch and be like, come over here, you on the squad now.
Jay Electronica was
this
early.
This nigga Jay Electronica dropped a song.
Yeah.
And Jay was like, nah, he on my squad. Like, he riding with me. And that made me think, like, there has to be something there. Just Blaze a long time ago.
And he's not managed by Roc Nation. He's signed to the label Roc Nation.
The music came out on Roc Nation. Yes. Even Just Blaze, like I said, a long time ago. Oh, I think on them Combat Jack interviews, man, when he used to sit in with them, he was talking about Jay Elect this and Jay Elect that. And that's what made me even go listen to Exhibit C, I believe.
Because
I wasn't up on him like that. But it was just, if these people who have a music ear, did Blueprint and all these other things, were saying that he's dope, then I was like, okay, he got to be dope. But I still, like you said, haven't seen him produce. So I ain't going to get myself worked up for what may come from it.
When you heard that Jay was going to be on here, because he said that in a tweet. He said my debut album featuring Jay-Z. People didn't know what that meant, though. They're like, oh, okay, Jay on the song. Okay, right. Cool. This nigga's on 98.7% of
the everything but what he should have been on. The main song you should have been on, he wasn't on
this. So when they were saying Watch the Throne 2 or whatever you may want to call it, now that, I was, to be honest, I was mildly interested in Jay Electronica because I didn't know if this was going to be all old shit, new shit. Okay, it's new shit. Okay. I've never heard a project from his in full because he ain't never had one. So I'm mildly interested. But when they said Jay was involved and this was on some Watch the Throne too, let me get that. I'm always here for new Jay bars. Let me get that. We know Jay-Z is the best at addressing current events. He always has a knack to do it cleverly, using entendres, and he likes to pop his shit. He gonna throw subs. I'm 1,000% here for Jay-Z. Jay Electronica is slight afterthought.
That he was going to be like a co-feature? You thought that this Watch the Throne shit was going to happen?
Yeah, I did. Because too many people started talking. Nah, it just got legs on the internet. And people was like, nah, it's like a Watch the Throne type joint. Like, wait, what? Okay.
Makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when niggas, nobody came out and said it wasn't true.
Yeah.
So, what did you think when you first heard it, though? It's 10 joints.
Very
straight to the point.
Interesting is what I thought when I first heard it. I thought that I revert back to, this is what I thought.
Okay.
I listen to it in the car, and then you listen to it in the headphones, you listen to it in the car again, you listen to the headphones. I got a better listen out of the headphones than I did in the car because
I agree.
The bars seem to get drowned out. And here's a comparison that I will make to someone who doesn't review music all the time. When you listen to a project, it's like someone coming up to you and having a conversation.
Okay.
Right? And with all the other artists, when you go and listen to the project, you at least have some reference point of them starting a conversation with you. Kendrick Lamar, Jay-Z, like, they're things that come out in the media about Sirius, Jay-Z's son name, you know that. Kendrick Lamar was a blood, he's from Compton. Like, these things are already rolled out, introduced to you through marketing, media, whatever it may be.
For sure.
So when they come start the conversation with you, the CD, the project, you're like, okay, cool. This is where this is coming from. You get more better context of it. Jay Electronica, it's just like he just jumped out the car and was like, bro, what's up with you? This is what I got going on. You're like, whoa, buddy. I don't even know if I want to hear from you.
Yeah, right.
And it's just like, yeah, you tuned into the album, but I still don't think that he gave a proper introduction of himself. And even all throughout the music, there's no proper introduction. He's speaking like in hyperboles, and he's speaking like in from third person, and what if this and what if that. And there's never a real, like, genuine, like, this is me type of thing. And in a debut album, 100% that's what you're supposed to be giving. So that was my first thing, like, going through it and wondering, like, if I just my debut album and I'm Jay Elect, like, I don't want Jay-Z. Yeah, I do want Jay-Z on a song.
You want him on some songs.
But I don't want the nigga on, like, every song overshadowing what I'm supposed to be. And the objective is for me as an MC is, like, telling my story. I don't feel like he told a story properly. That was my first takeaway. What'd you get?
Now, what's funny is I had another kind of analogy for Jay Electronica and his rhyming and his rapping and his skill
level.
You
got some bars?
Nah, he can rap, no question.
You got some bars.
Absolutely not. But the problem with him, he reminds me, so there's, I watch a lot of TV, watch a lot of movies and shit. There's TV shows that you can watch while you still got your Instagram up and that you can still understand the gist of what's going on. You can have one eye on it and one eye on Instagram and still get it.
Yeah.
Then there's other shows.
Like Game of Thrones.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
There's other Thrones.
Because you had to watch it.
Trash.
Yeah, because you had to watch it.
There's other shows like Billions.
Game of Thrones.
That you need to actually be locked the fuck in, and if you're not locked in, you'll be lost in 8 minutes. That doesn't mean it's not good.
It's just,
you have it to just means you have to be paying attention because there's some things visually that aren't said that you need to be looking at. Jay Electronica's Bars is one of those TV shows that you have to be locked completely the fuck in order to catch. Because I listened to this several times over the weekend. It's a short album, about 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I look, Jay-Z has mastered the art of saying things that have layers in it, but you still being able to comprehend it on the first listen. You know what I'm saying? The whole Jay line. You get a general idea of what he's saying. Now, there's some joints on there. You're like, oh, shit, I ain't peeped that he said that when you listen to it three or four times. Mm-hmm. The OJ, the Backstabbers line, I didn't catch I was a triple entendre until probably the fourth time I heard it. Mm-hmm. But I got the gist of it the first time. There are bars on here from Jay Electronica that I don't have a fucking clue what he's talking about. I'm not going to lie. It's going over my head.
The nigga was rapping in Hebrew.
I don't know. I can't speak Hebrew, bro. Oh, yeah. I don't know what that means.
That's wild.
So, and then some of the Islamic references, bro, I'm just not familiar with it.
So, do you feel like that he needed to dumb it down? Or, like, what do you
mean? No,
like,
it's your debut. You only get one debut album.
Okay.
Nobody gets a debut album with Jay-Z. You can say whatever the fuck you want, however you want to say it. But if I don't get it, if it's going over my head, I'm going to keep it a buck with you, bro. Some things on here are a little too... I don't get it, bro. Some of it. I say about 60-40, I get what he's talking about. But on the 40, I'm like, bro, I don't know what you're saying.
My problem is even with the things that I get, it's just like I'm just not that interested in it coming from his perspective. Like, I don't know what got him to the point of, like,
I didn't even meet Jay.
That or, like, the whole, like, Black Israelite thing.
Yeah, I don't get
having, like... Fam, do you know how powerful of a statement it is to have Farrakhan like banging off the front of your CD?
Yeah,
and I have
nuts.
No idea why he did that. Like, I don't know nothing about any of that, and he ain't thoroughly explained it. Like, it ain't out there nowhere. It's just like, boom, this is right here in the front of my CD. And that, like I say, I don't have a problem with it at all. Like, I'm into it. Like, I heard him say that he's into it. He listened to it. And that's part of his routine. But, like, I still don't have an idea of, like, where it comes from. Like, right. What it is about you that said, like, what? Like, you get it with, like, the Philly guys and they in the Muslim stuff. So, like, it makes sense there.
No, because Freeway has talked about that. Music,
Freeway has talked about it. The beard game is strong. You know what that represents. I don't know any of that stuff about Jay Electronic, so when it come out and it hits you on the CD, it's confusing, and it goes to your point of what you're saying. You're like, man, 60-40, I don't get that shit. It's because some of this shit is just like, I don't have any context for it.
Yes.
Like, it's not that I'm dumb and I don't understand it. Like, I just don't got no context of what you're talking about, which is my reference to the conversation of, like, a nigga just hopping out the car. It's just like a nigga that you don't know from nowhere just come up telling you, like, blah, blah, this and blah. You're like, bro, what? I don't know about the nigga over at the store that's doing. Like, I have no clue what you mean. And it's just like, this is what I get from it. Because like you said, you can get lost in it.
That's a fact.
And then Jay will come in and save you. Ah, that's funny. He's talking about, sir, I know what he's talking about here. Oh, yep. He's talking about his partnership with the NFL. Oh, I understand the reference point of the bars. And like, none of it from Jay Electronica. Like, he can rap.
Okay,
he can rap his
sure.
ass out. But the reference points, the context, like just him having an explanation of who he is from his album, like, it was lacking.
Now, I don't want to sound like there was some heat on here.
I can rap.
Now, let's be very clear. There's some heat on here.
You're clearly going into your favorite stuff of the album.
And I'm going to get into my highlights right now.
Okay.
The production. I'm fucking with the production. Even with some of the oddly mixed, giving it kind of that throwback sound, I actually like that. I like that on a couple of joints. I didn't need it for the whole album. Thankfully, they didn't do that. But I like that style production. Alchemist laced this. His joints on here are crazy. The Never Ending Story is fire. That's probably one of my favorite joints on here. The Blinding is.
Travis Scott killed.
That's fire. Doing his best Kanye West, Travis Scott impersonation.
I don't know about all that. No, Kanye West impersonates him.
That's what I'm saying. Shout out to my guy DP in the group chat. He said that should have been Kanye right there. And I know why he would say that.
I don't.
However, let's be clear. Kanye took that from Travis Scott. So you have to let the originator eat off of that. And it worked. Lastly, they should be brought up on charges. Fruits of the Spirit is fire. And I swear to you, I was listening to this. I didn't have my phone near me. I'm on the wireless joints. I hear that come on. I said, I hope and lace this. And in a minute and 40 seconds, it faded out with no whole verse. What?
Yeah.
What is this? What is he? So the song is fire, but they dropped the ball by not having Hov on there. What worked for you on here?
My absolute favorite song was APIDTA. What does that mean?
I have no clue. I was hoping you knew.
I ain't look it up. So, that was one of my favorite songs. I like Universal Soldier.
That's banging, too.
I like Never Ending Story. I like what Travis Scott did as well. Like, that was, in my opinion, the only sense of like mainstreamness on this album.
It was just like a little bridge though.
Travis Scott didn't even have to do nothing, but that song right there is the only song that had a sense of today's music in it. And I don't say that in a bad way. Okay. Like they weren't trying to imitate any sound that was already out there. Other than, like I said, this Travis Scott putting that in there, and I think that worked 100%.
Yeah.
I love how they play with the beat and the APIDTA. It was almost like Hov was just like freestyling it, and it came up with it in the hook, and the beat built with it.
Yeah.
And then Jay Elect took it all the way to like a perfected hook on his. That shit was great.
That shit hard.
That shit was fantastic. I still like Shiny Suits Theory too.
First of all, you done named the whole album. Let's be honest.
I have not.
Now hold on.
I'm going to tell you what didn't work.
Before we get to that, let's talk about what did work, and that was Hov. He did work on him.
Yeah.
He still got it.
Yeah,
let's be not that I'm surprised, not that I, but let's be clear.
He finally rapping like Common Sense.
That's true, because he don't give a fuck now.
He wanted to rhyme like Common Sense. Now he can rhyme like Common Sense, and he doing
it. He rapping on here.
Whole fans gonna get that line.
That I'm. How old is Whole? 51?
Yeah.
Hey man, like, he still got it, my nigga. Like he hasn't lost a step.
He's special. Jay-Z is
different.
Like, he's the anomaly. Like he's an asterisk. Like you're not.
Yeah.
Ain't another 50-year-old going to give you that. Because ain't nobody as cool as Jay-Z.
True. Still.
Like, no one is cool as Jay-Z. Like, the NFL went and got him for a reason to get to get their name right back in the streets.
That's true. What didn't work?
Oh, my God. Ezekiel's Will? That shit is absolute fucking trash.
I don't know what that is.
I have no idea what they were doing there. It's like this like rich coked out music. I have no idea what you would listen to it. That is amazing to me. I
have no idea. It's not really that many bad songs on here though.
That was what I was about to get to. It's not a bad song. It's just it's a struggle to find a vibe here. And I think it goes to like the music, it all fits in, but it's like, again, going back to not having context and not anything that, like, I can't go to one song and be like, I want to hear that off of this album.
Gotcha.
Those are the bad takeaways that I get from it. I could put it in and let it ride, and then I could ride and forget I listened to it 30 minutes later. It's just nothing sticks out about the album, especially being a debut album.
Yeah.
So if I'm talking about stuff that just really didn't work, I go to Ezekiel's Will especially. I think that was too out the box for me.
Yeah.
I don't have an ear for that stuff. And I can't hear well anyway, so like the beats drowning out the lyrics.
It's one of them that's tough.
That's tough for me.
I think Ghost of Soulja Slim might be the one.
Car. Yeah, Ghost of Soulja Slim. Like when you listen to him in the car, you're like, I can't even hear these niggas.
Shout out Soulja Slim though. That was hard. Yeah, that was hard.
So like to even call it that.
That was hard. We know the connection.
Jay Elect is from New Orleans.
Right.
So.
That was dope though.
That was fire. So, I mean, but if I'm just talking about stuff that didn't work, it's the context. It's the whole like the Sonic album, the high fives of it. It just didn't work for me.
Yeah.
Bars there, he's rapping. I just didn't get a lot. I didn't come away from this being like, damn, I know more about Jay Electronica, and I feel like with most people's first album, you think that or get that.
Yeah, Ezekiel's Will is the worst song on here.
Oh, it's trash.
It's not close. But with that being said, it's not. Other
it ain't
than
a
that,
bad song though. It's just
it's
like,
cool.
It's weird. Like yeah. I don't know why I would.
It's the worst song on here.
Yeah,
that, you know what I mean. And
then you wasted the intro.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And I ain't saying it in a bad way because Farrakhan speaking knowledge and always.
Now that intro hard. The intro was hard.
It is, but. It would be even harder with a strong 32, 48, just barn, like making niggas remember what you here for. Like, and that was another, since you brought that up, that's another takeaway. Like, I get you rapping with Jay, but like, there's an arrogance that some people just are not afforded. Like, you shouldn't be afforded this arrogance, my nigga, because it's not going to come off well. And I say that to people that don't know about Exhibit C. Like, people like us that are into this, we know this nigga can rap his ass off. But if I'm introducing Jay Elect to a nigga, like, there's no, like, hunger there. Like, this nigga know he good. It's like one of them niggas that hoop that know they nice, so they ain't going to give you everything.
True.
Like, this nigga ought to be putting up 35 a night, but he putting up, like, 20.
He like Rasheed Wallace.
Something like that, exactly. Yeah. Like, and I feel like that he went into it like that, and Jay was smacking his ass around.
Well, he couldn't do nothing with Jay, though. He wasn't like, doing nothing with him to begin with.
Jay
though.
Is a monster.
We
agreed to agree that, but
yeah.
He should have made him look this bad on his own shit. Like, Jay was like,
he washed him though.
Like, Jay came with it every time, and I think he got somebody. He was like, man, this nigga think he finna, nah.
And that leads to my other week, my other low light. I would have enjoyed this more if it was Jay and Kanye. Let's keep it 100. No. What?
I don't.
Let's keep it 1,000. They're back and forth.
As little as I would know about Jay Electronica, there's even less of me that wants to hear about what Kanye West is talking about. Fam, I just in passing heard this nigga say that the best song, the hardest song of all time, was some song he made about clothes on Sundays.
Like, oh, yeah, that shit hard.
Nigga said it was harder than any NWA song. Like, he's out of context and frame. Like, I have no idea. No, I don't want to hear none of his shit.
You're my Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God.
No, I enjoy their back and forth. I think their chemistry is better and fits better than Jay Electronica and Jay-Z.
Because you
That's
missing,
all I'm saying.
You're missing that cockiness. Like, you missing the bravado.
I'm missing the clarity. Too,
but you missing the bravado with Kanye West feeling like, nigga, I'm finna go in here and I'm finna rap with Jay-Z on Otis and we're gonna go back and forth on some Jada Kiss and style shit and I'm gonna hold my own.
He did.
And he did.
He got, now listen,
Jay Electronica showed up like, oh yeah, I'm Jay Elect, my nigga. I'm fucking a billionaire, my nigga. What a boo. Yeah. Give me 15 minutes, bro. I'm out. All right, I gotta go do tea with my wife. I knew, like, that's how he came in and boom, boom, smoking and I'm out.
I knew
it's like
things.
Jay was in that motherfucker. Like, nigga, I've been married.
To get off.
I got kids. I ain't even trying to go home. I'm right here in the booth, my nigga. I'm like, it was like Jay Electronica had somewhere to be and shit to do that had nothing to do with nothing. And Jay was like, nah, I'm here, my nigga. I'm sitting down, nigga. Bring the mic over here.
Yeah, it's not bad records on here like that. It's just some of them just don't really hit. If I had to give it a rating, this was tough for me, man, and this may be a whole different rating when I listen to this time next year. Mm. You never know; it might hit a little different.
Like at the Pimp a Butterfly, five nah, reels.
Motherfucker don't never hit.
It's gonna hit five reels for you at some point.
That motherfucker don't never hit.
Some point.
It's an anniversary of that too. Tough. I may run it back. Shout out to my guy. Me can't think too. Of the name, man. He hit me up on Instagram. He said, "Bro, you gotta run that back,
got
bro. You keep shitting on it. Give it
you
another
be
chance."
Ashamed of yourself.
Nah, I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
You be ashamed.
I get this one. I'm gonna say 3.5. It's banging. It's 3.5. It's banging. Because it's two top tier rappers, good production, different production. It's not. This doesn't sound like anything else out right now. You could have dropped this at any point in this year, and it would be fresh. You know what I'm saying? I have to give it 3.5. Put some respect on this banging. If nothing but for Hov. Period.
I say 3 worth streaming. It's worth checking out while you playing the Madden.
It's a good Madden record though.
Yeah. Don't put that motherfucker on a car ride or nothing, because you're gonna be like, well, nah. You're gonna start thinking about other shit.
Yeah.
But it's a good little record, like you said. If you're streaming some shit, you want to just put it on a run through a 40-minute game of Madden or something like that, then you're good. But I'm 3 worth streaming. That's as far as I can go with it.
3 questions before we get out of here on this one. You got a prediction for the first week sales? If Megan did 42, which she ended up doing, and if Lil Uzi ended up in, he did 283.
He did 283, and he came out this week too.
Oh well, yeah, you're right. He did come
brand
back out.
New CD.
He did come back out.
Going to do another 283.
So what is this Jay Electronica going to do?
Name between 65 and 80, and that's successful for him. Like,
nah, bro.
Fam, nobody
110.
Knows.
It's gonna go over 100.
65 and 80.
Just for the strength. Well, it hurts because it's only 10 songs.
Yes.
And we're talking streaming.
And he
nowadays.
Don't got a streaming song.
That's true. He ain't got no hit. He ain't got nothing to repeat. Like, ain't no hit on here. Ain't no TikTok.
Like he might got something on the list right here, but it ain't like he paid for that. Ain't nobody streaming this shit, man. Not one song.
Yeah. I'm going to say 100 flat. I don't think it's going to be as low as you talking about. 60 is low. 60. That's low.
Shout out to Lil Baby's first number one album, too.
Kudos to Lil Baby.
Now, that's to give you context, he did 110, I think.
Okay. He had twice the amount of songs.
He's a bigger artist.
Than Jay-Z?
Than Jay Electronica, whose album it is, my nigga. That was nice trying to slide it in there.
My second question, will this be his only album? Will we hear from him ever again? Because, look, this is what I know about Jay Electronica. He's dating a billionaire, to my knowledge. That's still the case. He has a baby by...
A Rothschild.
He has a baby by Erykah Badu.
Do we?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I don't believe that.
I swear to God, I did not know that.
Yes.
What?
So those are two completely opposite ends of the spectrum. Yeah.
Common,
DOC.
DOC,
yeah.
Andre, and Jay Electronica.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No wonder she got a pussy.
Hold on, is it DOC?
Wow.
I got to look that up.
That's amazing.
But yeah. If first of all, if it's not DLC, this is hilarious.
Facts.
But
I didn't know Jay Electronica had a child by her. That's crazy to me.
I don't believe you didn't know that, man.
I swear.
That's oh, yeah, little, DLC is. Yeah.
That's how little I know about Jay Electronica, though.
Yeah.
I did not know that at all.
Yep.
But what were you asking?
Common got a baby by her? You just say Common?
Yeah, Common don't got a baby by Erykah Badu.
I thought they dated.
I thought that's why he was on there doing that weird water for chocolate shit.
Now, listen, it would make sense.
Now, what were you just asking? You said something.
I'm saying that's all I know about him. You know what I'm saying? No, it's DOC, Jay Electronica, and Andre 3000.
Oh, you asked me, was he going to drop another album?
Yes.
Was this his last album?
Yes.
I just don't hear somebody that like wants to rap. Like, one of the bars that were interesting to me is when he said, people were pressing him about coming out with a CD, and he was like, "Why? So y'all could judge me and criticize me?"
That's a fair point.
You rap, my nigga. This is what you signed up for. Yes, we're gonna review it. We're gonna tell you what we don't like. You're an artist. People criticize art. Whether you paint, motherfucker, you make podcasts, you produce, you put it out there so people give you feedback on it. I'm sorry, that's what happens. So I don't know if he like. I think that he's good at this shit, but I don't know if he loves this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting back from where I am, looking at it as a commentator of the culture. If a nigga got a $1 billion wife and like I got this one album with Jay-Z, like what the fuck I gotta get y'all? Like, I don't like y'all niggas criticizing me either.
So why do it?
Fuck this. I'm out.
Yeah.
I got y'all one. I'm done.
Shout out to my goddamn Diddy. He called this Watch the Quran. Not that's Watch the Throne.
Funny.
I said, that makes so much
Jesus,
sense.
That's funny. Shout out Dame Diddy, man.
Absolutely. Last question.
Do you think he's coming out with another album?
Oh, no, I don't.
You think this is it?
I think this is it.
Based off
everything you just laid out the perfect case. Yeah. Like, why rap? It took 10 years for this. You think he's anxious to do another one? Hell no.
Man, Waka Flocka, I'll have to say that for later, but go ahead.
That's your man. Last question. If he was on Breakfast Club tomorrow, would you watch it? Hour-long interview. Him by himself.
I don't think Breakfast Club is where I want to see him at.
Oh, so you want to see an interview, just not on Breakfast Club.
I would want to see an interview, but I would want it to be somewhere where I got to know him better.
One-on-one with, like, Budden or something?
It's the real, the podcast, not the pull-up.
Okay.
Maybe there, because he's going to be exposed to, like, Rory and Marlon and the other guys is getting different questions.
Never heard of him.
What's the guy's name? Rap Radar. I listen to him on Rap Radar.
Oh,
that's some slaw. Nah.
I be kissing his ass the whole fucking episode.
Right. I don't even listen to them. But I think they get a good interview out of it. But now that I'm thinking about it, the number one place that I hear and where I've been getting the best information from artists, Freddie Gibbs was on there, Your Mans, Fonte was just on there.
Jamel Hill.
Jamel Hill will body a Jay Electronica interview.
I mean, I'd watch him on Breakfast Club. Because I think he'd be too serious on that other shit. He need to lighten up a little bit.
But Jamel Hill, like, she keeps it like, keep some nigga shit going. Like, her and whatchamacallit was talking about 90 Day Fiancé, like, for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Off. Yeah, I was hot about that. But they niggered it up. Like, they was yakking and, like, putting some black folk shit on it. So, I would like to see him in that element. Like, she would be the motherfucker to ask
relaxed.
Him. Like, yeah, like, why? She would be the person to ask him, like, what's the Farrakhan thing
gotcha.
About? Like, what is this? Tell me about
and
it.
And he'd be open to answer.
And he'd be answering it on there, like a deep context way. T.I. expeditiously. That would be cool. That would be cool because T.I. kind of like plays it like, my nigga, I don't know you. And like T.I. come with like a cockiness. Like, I think it's what his interview with 2 Chainz
was so
good.
They'll see him at a level.
Yeah, like he can't just like, I feel like with everybody else, he'll be laid back and kind of being on that cocky shit. You can't do that with Tip. Like 2 Chainz tried that shit and Tip was like, nah, boss.
Like, that'll be all right.
I would like that, yeah.
Y'all let us know, where would you want to see a Jay Electronica interview, if at all? Mm. What did you think about the album? Give us a rating. Make sure you go to Facebook and search the Rap Chat group. Leave a comment, man. Let us know what you think about the album.
Yes, and make sure you always comment on the YouTube page, Realville Media, and also go to our Patreon site, Patreon. We want you to subscribe so we can keep giving you dope content over there, a lot of good stuff and a lot of good stuff to come.
Absolutely, man. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back.
Chill.
Do us a huge favor if you rock with us like I know you do. Go to patreon.com/realville and support the real, man. You'll get super dope content, all right? Album reviews just like this. We've got Royce coming up. We've got Boldy James coming up. We've got several dope reviews on the way. Make sure you keep it locked and subscribe. Hit the link in the description to support the real. Man, we are back. See On Deck TV podcast. Holla at your boy Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou.
Man, we got some wins and some losses to hand out. Actually, we got enough losses going on in the world. We only hand out W's this episode. W's this week. All good news, man. We got a W to Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, tell me.
Man, his soap shop website has went from selling 100 bottles of soap and cleaning products a month to now selling 3,000 soap and cleaning products. He's had the business since 2014. Big deal for Soulja Boy.
Absolutely, man. I love this. Shout out to whoever, if it was Soulja Boy, if it was somebody on his camp, that said, you know what? You need to take your name and license it on game systems, cleaning supplies, headphones, and just put that shit out.
Hoverboards.
It ain't got to be $100. You ain't got to sell a million of them.
Yeah.
Just consistently put that shit out over time. Watch how much money you make. So shout out to Soulja Boy for that, man.
It's called diversifying your portfolio.
Exactly, and that's how he stays relevant.
People want Soulja Boy to go away so bad. You got to get to him, though.
He here. He need to change his name. It's time to start Soulja going Boy by his real name. What's his real name?
DeAndre Wade.
Yeah, it's time to start going by DeAndre Wade.
Yeah, deep as fuck, by the way.
Who knows what Soulja Boy real name
deep
is.
Deep as hell. That's the name of one of his albums, DeAndre Wade.
Ah.
But also, he's not even 30 yet, which is crazy. That's unbelievable.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
He has not hit 30 yet,
No
dude.
Way him and Cash Doll are the same age.
First of all.
Well, they might be the same age.
Happy birthday to Cash Doll.
Happy birthday to Cash Doll. 28th birthday.
Yeah, okay.
28 for Cash Doll.
I think not. We got another W to Childish Gambino fans. He dropped a surprise album on a random website called DonaldGloverPresents.com. The album has SZA, Ariana Grande, and 21 Savage. Did you get a chance to check it out?
Nah, because the shit gone now. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's gone.
That's crazy. Only this nigga would put an album out on a website and pull that shit. So I did get to check it out, but a W for him and continue to be an innovative and unique, even though I missed it.
Yeah, I think he's going to drop this eventually on streaming sites here in the near future. Shout out to my guy Kyle, though. He sent me the files. I've got them in my Dropbox, each song individually numbered, and I've been listening to it all weekend.
My nigga Kyle be on it.
Yes, sir.
Man, I need to see that he have that OnlyFans leak. I'm sure Kyle had that. I know
he
Kyle.
Probably
he
got
Kyle
that.
Won. Kid me up, Kyle. Shoot me that in the DM, bro. I know he had that.
Childish Gambino, the most talented rapper alive. Period.
Nelly died?
Where's
Nelly at?
Nigga, what?
Childish, what do you mean?
Talented. His range is unlimited.
I think that he is the best. He's not the most talented because I think that he's not the best at any one of the fields, but he can
do many things at a high
average
level.
Yeah, he's better than average at everything that he does.
That's what I mean by talented.
He's better than average. Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that. He's not the most talented, but he's talented.
His range is nuts, bro. He got songs.
The fact
with,
that he's done stand-up and is a comedian is amazing.
Yeah, that's correct. And acted and wrote shows and done all that. I'm saying he's done songs with.
He's a smart dude.
He's not
what Kanye West wanna be.
Stop.
That's what he Stop. Is.
If it wasn't for Kanye West, there'd be no Childish Gambino. Let's be clear.
He what Kanye West think he is when he wake up in the morning.
Like, he's done records with street niggas before. He done records with Alley Boy.
That's a
fucking Frito Santana.
And he can sing.
That's what I'm
He what Kanye West think he is, man. That's what it is.
And the song with 21 Savage is banging.
I need to hear that. 21.
We got another W to Lil Dicky.
Shout out Lil Dicky, man.
His new show, Dave, premiered on FX last week. The show highlights Dicky's life as an underground rapper right before his big break. Are you checking it out?
This is a W for us. 1,000,000% called this when he was on the XXL cover.
Yeah.
Said he may not be successful in rap, but he's 100% going to have a TV show or something like that because he's funny and he's entertaining. Like he said this a long time ago, and I am happy for him to see that this is taking off. But it was all in the cards, man. Lil Dicky's he's a talented rapper. He got bars, but he's even better on screen.
Look
and
at his videos.
I've heard this is funny. Have you watched Dave?
I haven't watched it yet, but it looked fun. It looked like it might be kind of funny, though.
Like,
I'm going to check it out.
I want to see this.
FX is going to let you cook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a white Atlanta, if we keep it in 100. That's how it looks. That's how it looks.
Where's it based at? Do you know?
That's a great question.
I want to see. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. I may watch that at home. Since we're all quarantined, we definitely need new content out there.
We have plenty of time on our hands in the near future, people.
Man, listen.
But no, I'm going to check this out, though. I'm going to check it out. This looks funny. His videos are funny.
Like, Lil Dicky are funny. Like the him and Chris Brown.
All that shit. The one where he went door to door to try to shoot a video.
Yeah,
you remember
that? To shoot the video for free. Like the,
killing.
That was hard.
So he's a creative caddy, and he had his shit planned out. He said, bro, I'm a comedian, but I'm going to try to make it in hip-hop because I look like this. and people don't normally look like this making a hip hop. That's how I'm gonna make my waves, and then
Jewish
I'm
gonna and shit.
Yeah, and I'm gonna, you know, what I'm saying, I'm
gonna be everywhere.
Real quick though, watch the video on YouTube of him where he had a contest to have a fan play basketball with him. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. It's funny.
The fam signed up to play basketball. The fan during warm-ups went in for a layup and blew his knee out. They had to carry him out on the stretcher.
Did he sue him?
No. But that was his celebrity. He won the celebrity matchup with Lil Dicky, and he blew his knee out on the first layup.
Oh.
I said, ah, that's trash. But the video's on YouTube, though.
That's funny as fuck.
It's not funny.
That's funny. That is funny. Nigga got bad luck like a motherfucker.
He went in for the layup.
Yeah, he can't never do shit right ass, nigga.
On Decker of the Week, shout out to, we're on YouTube, youtube.com/Realville. Go subscribe, quit bullshitting. David Nettles.
Young Dave.
Left a comment. He said, man, I was the 800th subscriber.
Swag.
That was the end of the comment. Appreciate you, David Nettles.
Yeah.
Now, we're past 800, so that's, you know, it's old now. Yeah. But, hey, we need y'all to get on there and subscribe so we can get somebody to say, hey, I was the 1,000th subscriber.
And the 5,000th. Yeah. And the 10,000th.
To be continued. Yes. We need all that. So do us a favor. Make sure you subscribe to YouTube, man, if you haven't already.
So, Dave, send us your information because we did request it.
Yes, we did.
A little incentive for you guys when you do hit those marks, 700, 1,000. We're going to send a T-shirt to that person.
Yeah,
so,
we'll see some shit.
Let us know your information, Dave. Respond to our email. We'll send you an On Deck TV podcast T-shirt. Put it on your Instagram and your Twitters. Let us know you repping out here in the social media streets.
Yeek. What you got to put me on, man? This is going to be rough right here.
This is going to be rough, man. We've been running through content, man. It's been slow motion. Joe Rogan. I listened to Joe Rogan's podcast when he dropped last Wednesday.
With the corona dude?
Yeah, he had a CDC. Mm-hmm. He's a disease and CDC specialist. Gave a lot of good information about what to do, not to do, the reason why this is a pandemic, and just a lot of just good information for you to have, for you to tell people, especially, like I said, if you're dealing with older people and you're like your mom and dad are older, just so you'll know how to make sure that they stay safe, because that's the last thing that you want, some bullshit disease taking them out. So y'all check that out. It's a Joe Rogan episode. We'll put it in the show notes or whatever it may be, or the guy's name, but it's like last Wednesday. He's from like a disease specialist. Put me on something.
Mm. Man, I'm going to put you on. Shout out to my guy, Chris Platty. We did a March Madness Drake bracket.
Oh, my God. I'm glad all you didn't Drake call records. Me for that, Chris.
All Drake records.
Jesus.
Hey, listen, I had a blast.
I'm sure you did. You
64 like, Drake bangers, and we could have added more.
Your keyboard probably still sticky, dude. It's like, it's just disgusting.
What's the number one Drake record? What you think made it to the... What if you had to pick one to win the chip?
Drake record.
And it ain't got to be the biggest commercial. Just,
you know what? I think the song that personifies Drake for me...
Okay.
And would... I would put it as number one, even though he's had bigger hits. I know you started it for me. You know what I'm going to say.
Start from the bottom.
Successful.
Ooh.
Because I ain't going to lie. And this shit sounds.
That's good.
It shit sounds cliche now to say it because he's so good. But, like, I remember vividly. Like, you know when you look at the documentaries, people are like, I remember when I, like, I literally remember on my iPod when I heard that. And I was like, oh, he gone. Yeah. Like, I ain't never heard a nigga put this, like, with Trey Songz on there and him doing a little harmonizing thing. I was like,
he killed it.
Gone.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew. What you got? What was yours?
I ain't going to spoil it.
What? Give me an idea, like top
I will
three.
Say this. Successful
it
made
came
it.
Came out, though. Y'all check out their podcast.
Yeah, it's out.
So it ain't a spoiler.
It's strictly hip-hop. You know, I'll put the link in the show notes. Mm-hmm. Successful made it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying. If maybe Drake made it got better, bigger than that. But I had that was up there, and I also had 0 to 100 ranked high. Mm. I thought that was when you talk because that's got people forget that's a split. There's a song at the end of that too. So it's got the
shit on
there. So it's got the whole like Drake split song vibe. It's got the pop culture phrase. I tell the story on the podcast. I went to a Wale show, and the people got to arguing over their seats behind me. And the girl actually said this shit can go from 0 to 100 real quick. And I was like, wow. Like, she used it in a sentence, oh, dog. So it's like that song just encapsulates Drake all in one for me, like his whole like style. Only thing he's not doing on there is singing. But it's the closest thing
he
for
the
me.
0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Yeah, it's
just
like
that.
Just yeah, looks like a little light.
So I that was up there for me. It didn't win it, but it was up there.
Yeah.
So y'all check that out.
Y'all check that out. On Decker, we appreciate you. All of you guys out there, be safe.
Please.
Continue to join in. We're going to be keep you posted on the content and how it's going to come out to you.
Patreon.com/Realview. There's plenty of shit on there right now.
Shit you probably ain't heard on Patreon. If you haven't subscribed for it, go subscribe. Leave a like donation so we can do this shit full time and give you even more.
There you go.
Content. But yeah, a little peek behind the scenes here, man. Hope you and yours are doing great out there, and hope y'all continue to do great. Protect yourselves. Make sure you read up on what to do and what not to do if you're quarantined. Find some good content out there to consume. Hit us up on the social streets, man. I will be engaging with people.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Hey, man, we'll see y'all next time, man. We out this thing.